Mason Vera Payne.
Excelsior College is offering a graduate certificate in cannabis control. Faculty Program Director Gretchen Schmidt speaks about what this graduate certificate program entails and what you will be able to do with it upon completion. Thanks for joining me, Gretchen.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about Excelsior College.
Sure. Excelsior College is a regionally accredited, not-for-profit online college that is really focused on helping adults complete their degrees and advance their careers. The central mission of the college is to develop a diverse, educated, and career-ready society by valuing lifelong learning with an emphasis on serving individuals who historically have been underrepresented in higher education. This year, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. Excelsior is unique because we meet students where they are, meaning academically and geographically. Our roots were as an aggregator of credits, emphasizing that what you learn is more important than where you learned it. We remove obstacles to achieving educational goals of adults wishing to pursue continuing education and degree completion. And our pillars include innovation, flexibility, academic excellence, and integrity.
So where did the name Excelsior come from? Because that's a very cool word.
It's the State of New York motto, and it means ever upward in Latin.
I love it. I love that word. When it comes to you offering a graduate certificate, how do you go about getting the certificate? If it's online, is it just information, or are there ways you can apply it and then do it?
Excelsior College is a leader in online education, and we've been doing this for 3 decades. Online education is really our wheelhouse. We take a team approach to developing engaging, rigorous, meaningful courses. We utilize the program director's vision. Then we also hire a subject matter expert. And then we have a course designer to create a really dynamic learning experience. In addition to the convenience being online, we also serve students all over the world and in multiple disciplines. So this program was actually created with an interdisciplinary approach that can either be taken as a standalone graduate certificate, or it can also be used as a concentration in our Master's of Criminal Justice, Master's of Public Administration, our Master's Management, or in-house sciences. We really see that as an advantage for our students to be learning alongside students from other states and disciplines because they get to learn about different approaches being taken with cannabis regulation and the unique perspective that comes from an interdisciplinary conversation. In cannabis, this is particularly important because the government approaches the sector differently than, let's say, healthcare professionals, which approach it differently than businesses or criminal justice. So we really see our job is bringing people together from across the disciplines and sectors to examine the regulatory environment. And so the conversations that the students are having about regulations and really, you know, figuring out the best practices since all states are doing it differently. And the courses are asynchronous, but they're set up in ways that the students really have a lot of networking and a lot of dialogue in them as well.
That would make sense because I was thinking every state does it differently. So it's interesting to know that you guys are taking that into consideration, especially if it's an online course, you're going to have people from all over the country. So that's really cool.
There's 3 8-week courses that make up the certificate program. And the first course is implications of legalization, a policy and compliance. The second course is the complexities of cannabis as commerce. And then the third course is risk assessment in cannabis control. And all of the courses really highlight social equity in this field, given the fact that many are still sitting in jail for something that's now legal in some form in 36 states. And the courses are all structured to enhance the students' understanding and interpretation of the complex regulatory environment that has significant variations from the local level to the state level, and then, of course, the illegality at the federal level. And the students enrolled in these courses, they gain political acumen, they expand their professional network because we have experts in the field that are teaching the courses, and then they receive formal training in a dynamic field. You know, the fascinating part about this industry is that it lies at the intersection of many issues that society faces today, issues of social equity or environmental sustainability or the relationships between communities and policing, public finance, given the federal and state revenues that are waning, and of course, the opiate crisis.
Now, when it comes to the certificate, I automatically think of law enforcement. Are there any other fields that can take this course and it would be useful for them?
Definitely. For example, program is designed to prepare a person for any job in this industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry that really reaches all aspects of our society. So the options are really limitless. And there's really kind of, the way I look at it, two ways to approach the industry. You're new to the working world, or you're pivoting using what you already do to fit into the industry. So for example, if you're an accountant, learning about the regulations, laws, and rules around finances of cannabis sets you up to move your current career into a new industry. The students in the courses share their research with each other so that they have the added benefit of learning multiple aspects and seeing multiple jurisdictions. And they work on projects in the courses that expand their knowledge of the industry, like there's a course wiki that runs through all three of the courses, as well as teaching them tools of the trade, like, you know, the skills that employers are looking for, like how to write and train on SOPs, or how to write a winning community plan, or prepare and respond to public comment. And there's limitless possibilities. And there's kind of the way we, you know, structured the program and start when we started doing our analysis was we see four different kind of mid-career professionals exploring this certificate. And it would be, you know, like cannabis industry operators, so compliance and regulatory kind of job. Professionals like the accountant example that I gave, so lawyers, supply chain operators, manufacturers, marketers, lawyers. Really, security officers, investors all kind of fall into that group. And then there's professionals that are using cannabis as a treatment option, like health coaches or quality of life enhancers in the medical profession. And then the final sector is the public sector, right? So you've got law enforcement, you've got, as these localities and states legalize, figuring out what that structure is going to look like. And so that whole public sector needs to grapple and understand the regulatory environment as well.
Now, when you're finished with the course, are you still part of this networking family? Can you still network with people that you met in class, or is there a forum available?
The Cannabis Network is a small community. And, you know, you always hear the 6 degrees of separation. Well, I feel like in cannabis, it's about a 2 degree of separation. And so networking is really, really critical. And so we have it not only embedded, you know, formally in the course to encourage them to reach out to different networks and to network one another. But then the professors, who are also well connected in the industry, are helping students make those connections. The wiki that they work on lives beyond the course, so they have that tool that they can continue to collaborate with one another. And so the networking is really important in this field.
Now, are there any other certificates outside of this one that, if you're interested in cannabis, that you have available?
We do not yet, but we are currently in the works of creating an undergraduate certificate, because what we're seeing is that the inquiries that are coming in, not everybody has a bachelor's degree already, and therefore they can't get a graduate certificate. So we're working on an undergraduate certificate that there would be two different approaches. There would be an introduction to cannabis, which would just be 3 credits in the plant, the history, and its uses, and then expanding to the fundamentals of cannabis, which would allow you to get a little bit more niche and explore more medicinal or the horticulture or the business or the legal aspect, depending on where your interest lies.
Wow, that's amazing. If you start thinking about it, you can actually start spreading and branching out into other kind of undergraduate programs, agriculture, medicine, cannabis management. I mean, it's really limited. This is an example of how it's a billion-dollar industry.
Absolutely. There's nothing that exists in current society that isn't replicated in the cannabis industry. So really, no matter what you're interested in, whether you're interested in law enforcement, whether you're interested in probation, business, the health sciences, it's all connected. And the major change that's shifting is really a shift in society's way of approaching things. And so it's really kind of a fun place to be in.
I could see that. Like to be able to create this curriculum. This is brand new territory, so you guys are like the pioneers of it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. My job at Excelsior before the certificate was oversee the criminal justice programs, the associate's degree, the bachelor's degree, and the master's degree. And this has just been a fun expansion. So,
who would have thought 10 years ago that they would be introducing cannabis as an undergrad grown credit, right?
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Well, Gretchen, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about the Excelsior College?
At excelsior.edu.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.